The Kenya reconciliation talks ended early Monday as both sides said they needed to consult with their respective leaders. A negotiator for the government, Foreign Minister Moses Wetangula, told VOA the sticking points were centered on the details of a power-sharing agreement reached in principle last week.
In broad terms, we are dealing with issues of governance, period. The issues we are dealing with for the last 1 week is governance, and it's a very touchy and tricky issue.
A member of the government team, Justice Minister Martha Karua, said the two sides had agreed to establish the posts of Prime Minister and two deputies, and she said they agreed that the Prime Minister, who is expected to come from the opposition Orange Democratic Movement, ODM, would coordinate the government ministries. But Karua underscored that a number of points had not been agreed upon.
There is no agreement of sharing of ministries equally between the government and the ODM. There is also no agreement that the Prime Minister should have a supervisory role.
She said further that no agreement had been reached that any collapse of the proposed coalition government would be followed by new elections. The opposition wants the Prime Minister to be head of government and have control of the ministries, powers currently held by the President. It also wants new elections if the proposed coalition collapses. The crisis erupted in December after President Mwai Kibaki was declared the winner of an election which the opposition says was rigged. 1,000 people were killed and several hundred thousand displaced by the violence that followed. Nevertheless, both sides say the talks will continue. Opposition negotiator William Ruto said his side remains optimistic.
We have confidence in the management of the mediation by Kofi Annan, and we believe that it will, in a matter of days, come to a conclusion that will be acceptable to the people of Kenya.
The talks began 4 weeks ago, chaired by former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who asked the two sides to reach a deal in 15 days. As the talks have dragged on, anxiety has risen among many Kenyans. The opposition says it will launch a campaign of civil disobedience Wednesday if agreement is not reached. Scott Bob, VOA News, Nairobi.